How's it going with the second store and through this pandemic? So the store that we've all loved for years and the second store that we'll grow to love.
I know I
It's
will.
gonna be great.
I may end up loving that one more.
Oh, don't say that. No favorites.
Okay,
No
all right.
Right, you have to be the parent with two kids, and every time they ask you who do they love, who do you love more? We love you the same.
I say
Equal
I
amount.
love you different, and I love some of you more on certain days than others.
Uh-huh.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Rochelle Prunty, who's the general manager for River Valley COA, which has been well established in Northampton, but is expanding into East Hampton. Before we get into that, I want to say that A, you have the best curry chicken sausages in the deli. My wife sometimes sends me specifically on a mission just to get those, but hugely involved in supporting all the great causes that we do here at the radio stations. We're grateful for that. Rochelle, it's also co-op month. You know, there's still people out there who may not know how a co-op works or what the benefits are to being part of an owner of a co-op supermarket. And for those folks, tell us why that is something that you think is important.
Supporting local is key, and having community control of your community grocery store just empowers you and the community to really work together on building a local food system and working together to meet mutual needs and build a strong local economy. There's about 11,500 families that are owners of the co-op. Anybody can join.
You don't have to be a member to shop there, but what are some of the things that you feel like you're able to do because you're community owned that you wouldn't be able to do if you were in another situation?
We are just connected with the community. When you go into a regular store, they are connected to the manufacturers who buy shelf space to provide the food that the manufacturers want people to buy. In a consumer-owned co-op, the products that we put on the shelf, they're the products that you want. We don't show shelf space. We work with hundreds of suppliers, including 420 local food producers and farmers, to put food on the shelf that is really what the people in the community want. So we get the freshest, best quality, and a whole variety of food from all over that meets many, many people's everyday needs.
How did the co-op have to pivot when the pandemic arrived at our doorsteps?
New ways of thinking about safety kind of skyrocketed. So working to make our employees safe, sanitizing everything. There are a lot of people that cannot go into stores because they have immunity deficiencies. They don't want to be inside around other people. We quickly put together in March a curbside pickup program.
What were you hearing from local farmers who sell to the co-op when March hit?
With the close down of the restaurants in particular, many of our local vendors rely on supplying restaurants, also schools that were shut down. So we worked with our local suppliers and new ones that came to us because they were hurting, and figured out how to maximize our purchases from the local vendors. And we also at the same time had the early days, there was shortages of basic things like flour. The Valley Malt started bagging up locally grown flour to sell to help fill the gap. We just had an amazing response with working together with the local vendors to meet everyone's food needs. The co-op, it's like when you work with your vendors, it's a business arrangement, but it's also a partnership for mutual support. It just changes the dynamic, and it feels good to be part of helping people.
Speaking with Rochelle Prunty, who is the general manager of River Valley Co-op, which has one location on North King Street in Northampton. But if you go out of Northampton the other direction towards East Hampton on Route 10, you'll see that the new building is well underway, under construction. Personal note, the merciful move of sparing Captain Jack's roadside shack is very meaningful to me because I flipping love his fried clams. And I'm excited for the time when that co-op is open and we'll be having beer and wine, and I can grab a bottle of wine at the co-op and bring it over to Captain Jack's and have my clams. So give us an update on what's happening in East Hampton with the new location.
Yeah, so we are full speed ahead on the construction and expect to be open before July 1st, 2021. One of the most exciting things about that project is that we have a plan to cover the parking lot with solar panels. So we'll have shade from solar panels and will be generating as much electricity in a year as the co-op uses. And the co-op uses a lot of electricity because of all of the refrigeration. So it's an amazing step forward, in at least in the co-op's new Green Deal. It's going to be a fun store, just like the Northampton store is fun.
I can imagine that obviously this is a challenging time to be opening up a second store, but I can't think of a time that could be any less important to open a second store. I mean, I know that the co-op purchases 30% or more from local farmers and other vendors. How will that increase, you know, as you open up another store? How many more millions of dollars do you think you'll be able to circulate back into the local economy when your second store opens in East Hampton?
That was our mission in expanding, besides to help serve our customers better. We're pushing $7 million on the wholesale purchases local right now, and that's with retail sales of about $30 million. And we expect over the, you know, opening the new store, it's not going to be as big in sales as the Northampton store to start, but we built over the last 12 years, so we'll do the same in East Hampton. And, you know, I think over the next 10 years, we'll probably double that. We're looking for probably a 15% increase in the first year and keep building from there.
Rochelle Prunty, who's the general manager of River Valley Co-op, with a store in Northampton, and in 2021, a new store in East Hampton, supporting all sorts of local heroes and other co-ops all at the same time. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.